Hari
Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryan Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navaditamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Bhaktarasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 33, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love, page 54, verse 2580. As yogurt becomes rasala by mixing with the particular ingredients of sugar and pepper, the two types of rati become rasa by combination with the elements of vibhava, anubhava, sattvika bhava, and vyavichari bhava. Srila Prabhupada. One old devotee said, "My dear Lord, when we are away from you, we become so anxious to see you again, and there is great misery in our lives. But when we do see you, there immediately comes the fear of separation. Under the circumstances, both when we see you and when we do not see you, we are subjected to different kinds of tribulation. This is an instance of a contradictory mixture of ecstatic love for Krishna. Each ecstatic love is palatable, and expert critics have compared such ecstatic love to a mixture of curd, sugar candy, and a little black pepper. The combined taste is very palatable." Right, so you see, it's the black pepper and the rock candy, then they are, you know, opposites than that. And you also see the curd, then it's sour. So you have sour, you have sweet, you have pungent. But then the right proportions, then it's very, very nice. Right? So that's the principle, is that you can have these different, where you have the main rati, and it can be taking a back seat to the secondary ratis, right? And then on top of that have the vyabhichari bhavas, and it's fine. They all work. It's not a problem. Thus, 2581. Thus, through that rasa, the devotees directly experience an astonishing deep bliss arising from realization of Krishna and related things, right? So Krishna and things related to Krishna. Because that's the whole point, is that when you're talking about Vibhava, then he being the Vishaya, then that means then it's going to be directly him or things connected to him that are going to be the Udipana. 2582. Though the ratis and elements starting with Vibhava become one entity in the state of rasa, there is still awareness of their difference because of their original separate entities. So together it's one taste. You know, just like this yogurt with the rock candy and the black pepper. It's one flavor, but you still are aware of the variations that are there within it. So you can appreciate. So it has its taste and rasa, but at the same time you can appreciate the differences, you know, of the elements that are engaged. Somebody says that's how Rupa Goswami is explaining everything here, because you still can tell the difference. Otherwise, if it's just one taste, they would just say, you know, at this point it's just taste. Yes.
Experiencing the different elements will mean that we acknowledge the endeavor of all the devotees that are put endeavor in this devotional service.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because if you can't tell that, how do you tell what's to Krishna, his various energies, the devotees, the situations, and yes, that's good. Yes.
So taste is the taste.
Yes.
So whether we know ingredients or don't know the ingredients, it doesn't really matter the taste.
No. But the point is a rasacharya means someone who is like that, then there's some taste to understanding what these, because you know where they're coming from, because we understand is that they're all coming from various emotional states. So what's causing those emotional states are all going to be Krishna, or things related to Krishna. And so it'll just enhance the flavor to, you know what I'm saying? So you can understand, okay, this is coming up, and this mood, this particular ecstasy is there, and so then that one progresses from these others, and so, or it progresses in this direction, so you know what's the next things to arrange for, where it is, or what it's come from, so does that need to be, make some adjustment to bring it around, take it another direction, right? Does that make sense? Because the centuries will change directions. So then, depending upon how you change the situations, how you deal, the interactions, and all that, then you can change the direction of the rasa. You can either encourage it to go in the way it is, or if it's, you see it's, it tends to be a bit more destructive, you can take it in a different direction. Right? But it's all connected to Krishna, so it's all perfect and all wonderful. Does that make sense? So, because the point is it's always about endeavor. It's not just experiencing it or existing, right? Because otherwise, then you have experiencing it will be the prayojana aspect. His existence is the sambandha. What connects sambandha and prayojana? Right? Abhideya. So, therefore, it's always that when we say it changes direction or that chalati, then the sanchari means it's about what's the next endeavor that will be performed to further the taste within the rasa. Does that make sense? So it's just natural. This whole idea we'll just be sitting there and ecstatically tasting, as we see as that ecstatically tasting, we're getting that, you know, to different degrees, as we said, from ruchi. Right, and even at Rati, you know, your ruchi, asakti, and bhava aspects here does going to be basic, right? Generic, you could say, though they're getting more and more increasing. But then at Rati, it'll be more specific, because then you can actually function in that. But until it comes to its completeness, then you're not going to taste in connection with Krishna, right? Directly. But when Krishna reveals himself through the senses, then that takes on that aspect. Because that aspect of rasa means that it's functioning in all the senses. All the senses are engaged. So any one sense can perform the function of all the others, because on that platform of prema, means or that point of appreciating Krishna, that if it's sound, all the senses appreciate the sound. If it's sight, all the senses appreciate the sight. Right? That's why you require a spiritual body. So when the sahajiyas try to imitate that, it's just cheap, because they're only showing some external forms, but they're not. All the senses are not engaged in Krishna that way. Right? And so then, having tasted that, having come to that platform of apandasa, but then you need to apply yourself. Otherwise, does it become sarup siddhi? The siddhi means now you're engaged in that particular service according to your rati, under the you know, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Does that make sense? So the abhideya is always going to be there. So as soon as one comes up, it's going to be the cause for something else. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to morph. So the point is that it's creating a different flavor, or addition to the flavor. That's the vyavichari aspect. That is changing the direction of it. That's the sanchari aspect. It's one thing. You know, it's just like let's say you're going on in something and you're making some decision, and I add into it, let's say, some other point. And that brings up an emotional mood in you, and from that it changes your whole perspective on it and changes the direction. That's the sanchari. When it's being said and it brings it up and you become, you know, some other emotion comes up and some other feelings, that's the vyabhichari aspect. So that's why the same thing is called by Habis, the two names. You know what I'm saying? It's not two different things. It's one thing, just two different effects.
Now I'm confused. One is in support of the stai, and one is contrary to the stai.
No, they're both contrary. But the point is if you're bringing out simply the contrary aspect, that's vyabhichari. If you're bringing out that causes an effect that changes the direction of the emotion, that then it's called sanchari. Because it must be that sometimes it changes the direction, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they just, one goes into the next, and just like we see is they all have a line. Because you have you can say in one sense you have the sambandha aspect, abhideya, and prayojana aspect of each of those qualities. You know, because one is like how you're identifying yourself, what that makes you do, what the particular taste is there. You know what I'm saying? So they can transform even within itself through those things. So if it's a particular one that's supportive, then you may be bringing in other aspects that just support, and it doesn't change the direction. It's just there'll be other points that are there. Right? It's just like, let us say, have you ever been in the next room? Okay? There's a bunch of ladies in the other room. Right? But it's, you know, open, you can hear. And they're having a, you can say, a lively conversation. Is it not sometimes that you find that it's hard to tell if they're laughing or crying? Because even within the same sentence, it can move back and forth between the two. That's the meaning of the contradictory. That's the vyabhichara. And then if you see it's going in one particular line, it stays within that. But now if you see is that it changes the direction and then the whole mood changes, you know, in a major way, that will be sanchara. Like that. Does that make sense? Because for to change direction means it has to be contrary. Right? And for it to have an existence, then it has to be, you know, different. It also has to be. Does that make sense? Does that work? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the whole point, is that it's just a matter of as it go along, because you see the conversation could go on in that way for a long time. But then something will come up and it'll change the direction. Does that make sense? It'll just come up and then, you know, oh yeah, you know, and then it'll go off in that direction. And then it'll be things that contemplate, that you could say complement that contrary direction. In other words, it's moving in a particular contrary direction. But the vyabhicharas that are added are complementary to the previous vyabhicharas. Right? But then sometimes that will then change the direction because it's a matter of flavor. So you take something until it's been tasted very nicely and then you goes in a different direction. That's why you see is if someone changes it too early, someone will bring it back. Does that make sense? You know, like when you, let's say, like in a conversation, when you're trying to point out that you're not wrong. You know, you're trying to apply the sanchari aspect, but the vyabhichari keeps coming back. Does that make sense? So that's what you're dealing with. So the point is in context of Krishna, it's all perfect. Because that's its original state. As we remember, is that here is it being a reflection. It's what's reflecting is only the secondary qualities. The primary is not reflecting. Even though Krishna is there to make it work, because the secondary only works by Krishna's. But you can just see the aspect of you know, Baladev, his aspect. The does that make sense? That Vishnu aspect, those qualities there. You don't see the actual purpose of how it's trying to please the Lord. Does that make sense? So then in doing so, Krishna consciousness means you're adding in the real life that actually makes them work. The other is just mechanics in that you have an idea, oh, if I'm doing this, then I'll be happy. Or if I do that, I'll be happy. So it's going through all the different aspects of rasa, trying to be happy, but none of it can make you happy because Krishna's not involved. So rasa is actually there because Krishna is involved. So when you connect it to him, then it takes on the actual proper position. Does that make sense? So that's why here they don't give any satisfaction, because they can't, because it's not, it doesn't have the key ingredient. You know, it's just like, let's say if you have, let's say we make a sweet preparation, right? The recipe is sweet. And we, you know, we're quite good at our technique. And so the end result looks perfect. But we haven't put any sugar. So even though it looks perfect, everything's perfect, the richness, the consistency, the colors, the textures, all that is perfect, will we be satisfied? Right? So that's the whole point, is that that's why here, seemingly these different emotions, we'll call some happiness, some distress, because the actual taste is not there. But when you add Krishna back into it, where it's supposed to be, then you get the actual flavor. Is that something? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. 2583-84. It has been said, first, the ingredients have distinct forms, but when they mix and attain the form of rasa, they assume oneness. However, when pepper and sugar are mixed together in a drink, one can still recognize pepper and sugar. Similarly, in rasa, though vibhava and other elements become one entity in rasa, they can be recognized in a subtle form, right? Because it's just recognized in a subtle form. It's not the main point is that taste, but then you know what you're dealing with. Otherwise, how do you carry on? Where's the spontaneity? Where's following the path of prema? Unless you can tell where it's going. Does that make sense? Because something's happening. See, it's like, let's say there's a group of people and they're interacting. So then there is the aspect where you come in and just catch where it's going on and just go along with it. Or there's the aspect where I try to, you know, hijack it and make it about myself. Right? You know, you have the thing where someone's telling you this, someone's telling you that, and it's just going on because they only tell for that moment just to add to it to keep it going. But then someone will come in and, yeah, and this happened to me the other day, and then they just keep going with it and they won't let it go. And then everybody starts looking at each other. It's kind of like, you know, who's this guy?
Or else the moment he comes, you understand.
Yeah, well, it's already gone. That's potency, right? Doesn't even have to say anything and already the conversation's finished. But, you know what I'm saying? So it's a matter of seeing what's there and knowing the elements, and then because you know the different elements, therefore you can go with it. So, but it's not knowledge. That's the whole thing. We're becoming aware of his knowledge so that we start to separate the mundane knowledge and then we see the spiritual. But the actual point here is by a taste. And so then by association, you know these tastes and you know how that they work. You know the science. But the point is it's not the science that drives it. It's the taste that drives it. Right? That's the spontaneity. Does that make sense? So you know that this thing supports this taste, that taste. So since it's going in this taste, then that would be the natural next thing. So, because it's bhakti that's the power. That's what's independent. That's what flows according to its own desire. That's what attracts Krishna. So it's following that path that bhakti establishes. It's not the rules in that, but the point is being non-different from Krishna, there is existence. There is tattva. That Krishna's tattva. But it's not that the tattva is what makes his existence. His existence is what makes the tattva. So that's why when it becomes the descending, then it works very nicely. Because we're used to using it on ascending. So that's why then our idea is that get rid of that, then it's spontaneous, just means it's haphazard. It's whimsical. But the descending, no, it's spontaneous because it's just that full absorption in that, in the descending way, how Krishna's mood is moving. That's why it always says that the Swarup Shakti knows perfectly how to fulfill Krishna's desire. They see the mood, they see where it's going, they go with that. Does that make sense?
So, as you explained previously, some have knowledge and even skills, but it's not happening. No matter what, or no matter how long, mm-hmm. people just can't do it. Mm-hmm. They don't catch the mood.
Right. Yes.
And others, quickly in association, mm-hmm. they catch the mood.
Yes.
And they just follow that mood. So, what defines that? Is it?
I mean, here in this material world, it would be karma. Point is that someone who has the knowledge in that, they don't have the experience. Because the point is knowledge and skill, you have to be able to apply it and get the result. But that takes a long time. You know, it's like it said, 10,000 hours, you become expert at something. Right? So they haven't put in their 10,000 hours. Because 10,000 hours is a long time. You know, that's actually active. So it means you're not going to be doing that 24/7. So, you know. So it takes quite a while to become expert in something by that. So if you see someone just naturally being in that way, that's because they have done it previously. You know, so like you get these kids, you know, you get like Mozart, you know, just figures out the pianos and keys, what the white keys do, what the black keys do, and then he can just start playing music. You know, that's his lesson was, okay, the white keys do this, the black keys do this. You know, this is how you represent the notes on the paper. And Hari Bol, come back in the afternoon and you have, you know, a symphony. You know, written. Right? You know, so they've already done this previously. You know, as Prabhupada has mentioned about one famous sitar player, he'd been playing sitar for 1,000 lifetimes. Right. So, yes. So he was good. But as we mentioned, that those who know the field and know those particular musicians say that he only knew a quarter of what his guru knew. You know, and so then another knew I think Nikhil Banerjee knew like 40 or 50%. So that means, you know, possibly he's been paying for 2,000 lifetimes. Ali Akbar was also about that same, you know, so like that. And then Annapurna, the sister, she knew 60%. So that means she was playing even longer. You know, another, you know, few thousand lifetimes. So then what does the father know? How many lifetimes has he been playing? You know, so that's the point is that that's why you see they come up. So this idea, just because I went to the seminar and learned, you know, took notes and all know that, that's not necessarily enough. So someone can use it, someone can't. So on the material plane, that's just the karma. Right? You also have the aspect of then there's Krishna. Krishna reveals. Krishna wants, then, you know, you have these devotees, they've been a devotee for 3 months and then they, you know, get inspired by the other devotees going out and opening centers, and they know a place that they think is, you know, favorable, and they go there, and then they open a center. So it's just, you know, there's that Krishna's mercy, that potency. So that's why we'll look at what's the guna and karma, so you see what you can do, and if you can do that, then why not? But if you can't, then you assist those who can. If you have that knowledge and skill, means that's your area to work within, but you may not be the boss. You may be the person assisting the boss or assisting the assistant of the boss. Or, like I mentioned, the guy who does the drone. You know, he can sit there and they have a thing called a surpethi. It's like a harmonium. It's a flat harmonium. It only plays one note. So you open the hole for that note, for that key, and then you pump it. And that's all it does. But unless you're a musician, how could you sit there for 2 hours and play that straight and be comfortable and do that day in, day out? You have to be a musician. So that's why you can say, oh, he's only playing surpeti, but he still has to be a musician to do that. But that's all the more he can do. Does that make sense? So that's the point, is we have to, you know, but unfortunately, because of pride, that gets in the way, and we, no, I can do everything, when any smart person wouldn't try to do everything. You know, you're doing a festival, you'd have many people doing things. But this thing, no, I'll oversee everything, then that's foolishness. Especially if people, if no one's there, yes, you oversee it yourself. But if people are there, then... So that's why you see, like, Narottam Das Thakur, he's just a kid, goes down, takes bath in the Padma, and comes back a pure devotee. Right? So, you know, he's been doing this for a while. You know, while us, it takes a bit longer. Mm-hmm. 2585. Krishna and his devotees act as the causes of rati, stai bhava. Spontaneous actions such as paralysis and actions involving intellect are the effects of rati. So in other words, the ones that are coming up either the, what do you call it? The Bhava Rupa or Cheshta Rupa, they're both coming up because of the effects of rati. Right? Self-deprecation and other minor emotions are the accompanying factors. Right? And then you're going to have, you know, all these little things coming up. Accompanying factors. So you're going to have the major factors, and then you're going to have the accompanying. Chapter 34, the nectar of devotion. Okay, so this is the point of the whole book, right? 2586. When these mix together and transform into rasa, they give up the names of cause and effect, and assume the names of vibhava, anubhava, sattvika bhava, and vyabhichari bhavas. Right, so then you count them in there. You don't have to count them otherwise. You just count them like that. 2587. Those conditions which cause vibhavayanti, rati, relationship of love, to become very suitable for relishing particular tastes, are called vibhava, excitants by the wise. Right, so they cause to become very suitable, right, for the taste to come up. They're very suitable to cause that. 2588. Oh no, Jiva Goswami. These are special definitions of what was already explained to make the point clear. By using the word vibhavayanti, the author explains the origin of the word vibhava. Those elements which cause vibhavayanti, rati, to become most suitable for relishing the various tastes are called vibhavas. The following verses similarly explain the other elements of rasa. 2588. Those elements such as glancing, accompanied by the sattvika bhavas, which produce fullness of the rati produced by the vibhava, in other words, which spread within the mind an additional relish, anubhavayanti, are called anubhavas. Srila Jiva Goswami. Those elements which further relish, anubhavayanti, that rati produced by vibhava, tam, in other words, which produce tanvati, fullness of taste, Ashvara nirbharam, within the mind, anta, are called anubhavas. The taste becomes full because of the full expression of one's rati. Right, so it's there, and then something comes up to assist in that. That's why it's anu, it's in support of. But that gives a fullness to the vibhava. 2589. Those mental conditions such as nirveda, self-deprecation, which produce further variety in the rati, sancharayati, induced by the vibhavas and made more enjoyable by the anubhavas, are called sanchari bhavas or vyavichari bhavas. Srila Prabhupada. The particular type of ecstatic loving sentiment that develops within the heart of a particular devotee is considered to be vibhava. And the resultant manifestations, such as moving the eyebrows, fear, astonishment, and smiling, which have been explained herein before, are called anubhava. The different causes for developing anubhava and vibhava are called steady ecstasy, or, I guess, sanchari bhava. Okay, so then it's causes for developing the Anubhava and Vibhava, right? So the Vibhava is there, it retains its fullness in the Anubhava, and then the Vyavichari Bhavas, they come up and they give more full expression. Right? They just cultivate those two because it can cultivate either one, yes.
That we saw before, that Sanchari or the Vyavichari Bhavas, actually in the process it comes in between Anubhavas and Vibhava.
It's in between, so yeah, it connects the two.
It connects the two and to enhance the whole process.
Yes, because then the one will come up, the Vibhava, it'll give a Vyavichari, which will then create the Anubhava. Srila Jiva Goswami. Tata Vidham means Rati, which has been tasty through the Vibhavas and Anubhavas. 2590. Those attracted to poetics say that hearing skillful poetry related to the Lord and seeing literary dramas related to the Lord are the main causes for realizing the nature of all these elements in the devotee of the Lord. 2591. However, the ultimate cause of understanding these elements is the influence of Rati directed to the Lord, which is inconceivable, sweet, and most astonishing. Srila Prabhupada. Whenever there is a recitation of poetry or a dramatic play on the different pastimes of Krishna, the audience develops different kinds of transcendental loving service for the Lord. They enjoy different types of Vibhava, Anubhava, and Sanchari Bhava. Srila Jiva Goswami. Asya Rate means that Rati related to the Lord. The power of splendor, Ayam Prabhava, or Rati related to the Lord as inconceivable, sweet, and most astonishing, which is explained in this work, is the ultimate cause of understanding it. So the Rati itself is the cause of understanding it. Right? Rasa is understood through Rasa, right? By the association of devotees and all that. Then that comes up. So the point is one can say is that it says those attracted to poetics say that hearing the skillful poetry, the dramas and all these things, then will be the cause of this. But it just means it's an opportunity for one to experience these things, to be an association of. So it's the pastimes of the Lord themselves, it's the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord himself that is causing this. Right? It's not caused by something else. Does that make sense? These are just an opportunity for it. So they're a very good opportunity. We see the acharyas, they've written the dramas and poetry. And Prabhupada introduced it to be used very nicely. And so then, yeah.
So this is the exact point where Baladeva Vidyabhushan points out, quoting to this point of Rupa Goswami, that he criticizes the mundane poets, like the Mamata and...
Because they'll say that this is the cause of it.
They say that just by observing when the presentation is nice, you feel it. But actually, unless there is Krishna and all, you actually don't feel it. Even if you feel it's temporary, it's just what based on your own previous impressions rather than something beyond.
Yes. And that'll remind you of things and that'll be it. You know, because it's like the principle we were saying before is that cooking is best expressed through the utensils, but it's not that the utensils are cooking. You know, does that make sense? Yeah. 2592. The ancient authorities have given the following statement from Mahabharata as an example to show that Rati, which is a manifestation of the Hladini Shakti, which is beyond the conceivable, deriding even liberation and giving joy to the Lord himself, should not be defiled by material logic. Srila Jiva Goswami. Quote, what was described here may not produce rasa, even if composed with good poetic ornaments. How much less it will produce rasa if it lacks good poetic composition. Therefore, good poetic qualities are of value. To defeat this argument, the present verse is given. Maha Shakti Vilasatma means that it manifests from the Hladini Shakti. Therefore, its very nature is inconceivable, Achintya Sarup Bhak. in the sense that it surpasses the bliss of liberation and gives bliss even to the Lord himself. It cannot be analyzed through material logic. Right? It means you can study and this and that, but its experience, it's only through the Surup Shakti. That's the only way it can be known. That's what we're saying, is that through this knowledge it can't be known. So we're thinking that the knowledge itself will do, but it's the potency in the knowledge that reveals. Right? The Lord reveals himself through his Surup Shakti. However, it is acceptable to comprehend it through perception, which is in line with the devotional scriptures. That means what the scriptures are saying in line with that, then you try to perceive the Lord. But it's only because it's done in bhakti that you will know the Lord. Otherwise, if it's done without bhakti, you still won't see. You know, it will bring you to goodness, you'll get purified, you know, so many things will happen. But it won't give you bhakti. Bhakti comes from bhakti. The reason why logic defiles rasa is explained in the statement from the Mahabharata, verse 93, which has been quoted by the ancient authorities. Quote, ancient authorities, praktanai means knowers of scripture, such as the writer of the Sharirika Bhashya, Shankara's commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. Scriptural evidences are as follows. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. And he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.40. Having achieved love of Godhead, the devotees sometimes cry out loud, absorbed in thought of the infallible Lord. Sometimes they laugh, feel great pleasure, speak out loud to the Lord. Dance or sing, such devotees having transcendental material conditioned life. Having transcended material conditioned life, sometimes imitate the unborn supreme by acting out his pastimes. And sometimes, achieving his personal audience, they remain peaceful and silent. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.32. 2593. So you can see his bhakti is what's the cause of these things. Thus the Mahabharata Udyama Parva says, one should not analyze the inconceivable bhavas by material logic. Those bhavas which are beyond the material realm are said to be inconceivable. 2594. Attractive rati, making Krishna and other things into vibhava, and the other elements, clearly increases itself by these elements. Srila Prabhupada. No one, while remaining on the material platform, should discuss these different descriptions of bhava and anubhava by quoting different statements of transcendental literatures. Such manifestations are displays of the transcendental pleasure of the potency of the Lord. One should simply try to understand that on the spiritual platform, there are many varieties of reciprocal love. Such loving exchanges should never be considered to be material. In the Mahabharata, Udyama Parva, it is warned that things which are inconceivable should not be subjected to arguments. Actually, the transactions of the spiritual world are inconceivable to us in our present state of life. Great liberated souls like Rupa Goswami and others have tried to give us some hints of transcendental activities in the spiritual world. But on the whole, these transactions will remain inconceivable to us at the present moment. Understanding the exchanges of transcendental loving service with Krishna, it is possible only when one is actually in touch with the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. So it's the pleasure potency that makes it work. So drama and poetry may be a good medium for this pleasure potency to extend through, but it's not the poetics that are the cause of it. Yes?
This is the point of where the sahajiyas are trying to do that, to try to understand these and then express on a mundane platform rather than understanding that it's inconceivable and then...
Yes, because they don't get into philosophy. Their whole thing is it's not philosophy, it's just a matter of the mood. You're into it, then it's there. You know, it's like children. They want it, it should happen. Okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. The power influence of rati is here described. The word dharman should be understood after vibhavatadin. Thus, meaning of the phrase is attractive rati, making Krishna the devotee take on the role of vibhava, vishaya, udipana, and ashraya. Clearly increases itself by these elements, which have attained the status of vibhavas, and have produced anubhavas, satyagraha bhavas, and vyavichari bhavas. Footnote 30. Rati, or the stai bhava, a permanent relationship of love, is the cause of Krishna being the vibhava and the devotee being the ashraya. This then produces anubhavas, satvika bhavas, and vyavichari bhavas. This combination is called rasa. This rasa, or bliss, increases the rati, the attraction for Krishna, even more. Right? So as it goes, it makes it more. So sometimes pastimes happen, so something's there, even the devotees, then they start becoming udipan, because they're connected with these aspects of Krishna. So just by seeing them, you remember. Right? You see Krishna, you remember. You see those devotees, you remember. Right? So then all these, they all take on. Right? So then he mentions Vishaya, Udipana, and Ashraya. So Krishna is the Vishaya, and the particular devotee is the Ashraya. But you can taste, you also, this Vishaya, Ashraya aspect will be appreciated as Udipan for a different devotee who is then seeing. You know, it's like Radha and Krishna together. So then, you know, so then, it may be that Krishna is the Vishaya, you're the Ashraya of your particular relationship. But the point is that Radharani then is bringing out that rasa, and then you seeing that's Udipan for increasing your rasa.
So we hear that the future will be ever increasing.
Yes.
Bliss, but unless the Rasa Chari explains how this is happening, we don't actually know.
Yes, because it's always going. Yeah. It's just like also you have the Prabhupada talks about the transcendental competition. Mm. Is that the devotees do something for Krishna, and Krishna being happy, you know, then, you know, in other words, his happiness increased, then that makes their happiness increase. And Krishna seeing the devotee's happiness increase, his happiness increase. So it just keeps going.
Sometimes devotees say, they narrate how Prabhupada's smile was so, to see Prabhupada satisfied by some devotional service, for them was so inspiring.
Yes, so it becomes an inspiration for your service. Yes.
Maharaj, this aspect of not trying to, materially come bringing to material platform and understanding applies both to the tattva and rasa as well. Like we hear that next it will come in Bhagavad Sandarbha about how Vedas can describe the Supreme Lord, though they are like words which are in the mundane context, that the words are what we are use in the mundane platform.
Mm-hmm.
So there it's shown that how the chit potency is what acts. Here it is shown how the pleasure potency is which is acting in the rasa.
Yes, it's the same, because the sarup means all of this. Because when you're talking about bhakti shakti, it's the combination of the chit and ananda shaktis. That's the bhakti shakti. And then from that, then the dham reveals. That's why then you see is that when you give up the material inclination, you know, for enjoyment, then the first thing, then by Lord Nityananda Prabhu's grace, then the Dham is revealed. Because that's the Sandini aspect. That's the situation that it's in. So when you have a dhyana, a meditation, it starts with the situation. Then it comes into, then, you know, who's there, what activities are being performed, what they're tasting. So they work together. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami also explains. It is similar to the ocean which, nourishing the clouds by its water, nourishes itself by rain coming from the clouds. Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami gives an example of the clouds in the sky. The clouds in the sky arise from the ocean, and when the clouds become water again and fall to the ground, they glide back to the ocean. Thus, the pleasure potency of Krishna is compared to the ocean. The pure devotee is the pleasure possessing cloud, and when he is filled with transcendental loving service, then he can bestow his mercy as the downpour of rain, and the pleasure potency returns to the ocean of Krishna. Right? So it's coming from Krishna, it goes back to Krishna. Right? So then it's, but it's a matter of the element of sweetness, right? Because when you're bringing out the aspect of, from Srinath for Srinath, then it has that aspect of, there is that touch of sweetness, but at the same time as you see that there's the aspect of the majesty also. Right? So both are there. Because their worship is in that context. A mix of both. So it's yeah. So then, here it's just talking about that aspect of that, just the sweetness that's there. It means the principle is there for all devotees, all pure devotees. But in our context, then it'll be the sweetness of it is that you're seeing is that the taste that's there. The taste is coming from Krishna, right? And from the devotional potency. You know, the devotee becomes absorbed in that, and then they express that devotion, and that goes back to Krishna. So it's come from bhakti, and it goes through bhakti back to Krishna. So from Krishna through bhakti, it comes to the devotee. Through bhakti, it goes back to Krishna. Nave ratyang kure jate hari bhaktasya kasya chit vibha vata no vibha vat vari hetu tvam kinchit tat kavya natyayo. When the enjoyer of poetic works newly develops the sprout of rati, those poetic works become somewhat of a cause for realizing vibhava and the other elements. Right, so he's saying somewhat of a cause. They're not actually a real cause. Srila Jiva Goswami. When poetic works are useless for developing, then the doubt comes. Then poetic works are useless for developing rati. Right? He first points to God. No, it's the poetic works that cause the rati. That was the first one. And so then when you say it's not that, then the next one will come up, right? Because Niyamagraha has two sides. Then the thing was that, you know, then poetic works are useless for developing rati. So therefore we don't need that. So that's why you see even in the, you know, contemporary religious environment, there's those who very much appreciate the art, the music, the whole ceremony and everything like that as enhancing the devotion of the worshiper. And then others say it's nothing to do with that. It's just God himself. It's just you and God, and we don't need any of that. And so you see these two extremes. You're always going to have these aspects. This verse answers the doubt. If a new sprout of rati appears in a person who is knowledgeable of poetic works, hari bhaktasya, then poetry or drama concerning the Lord becomes somewhat of a cause for realizing vibhava and the other elements. The genitive case has the sense of locative, in a person instead of belonging to a person. It may be said that poetic works are one type of cause for a person who has already developed rati, but they are not a cause for a person who has not already developed rati. Right, so having developed rati, then these things then will create more. So you see with the Goswamis, they hear these different books and that of each other, and then they have all kinds of various transcendental transformations and all that, because they already have. So it's somewhat. It's just the medium for carrying the Sarup Shakti. But for us, we hear the same drama. Like we saw, Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy, right? And the verses that he's quoting are quoted. And what do we talk about? Right? Afterwards, we talk about drama and, you know, the form of drama. We talk about the secondary aspect. The Lord Chaitanya is tasting the primary. That's the thing. So there's somewhat. So since we don't have that rati, then it gives us some inspiration on all that, but it's not cultivating rati as such. It's purifying us, drawing us closer to the Lord. right? So there's that attraction, but you can't call it rati. You know? Does that make sense? You know, it'll be ratyabhas. By association, then we become inspired, because these devotees are inspired, then we, by hearing about it, we become inspired. Right? But it's not quite the same. It's them. And so for them, they hear these dramas, then so many transcendental transformations are there. But for them, it's not that that's actually causing it. It's just a medium for the chit potency.
So Baldev Vidya Bhushan explains about that by giving the title, where is the taste in the drama? So then he explains that though the actors and then the spectators, everyone, the actual taste is where the predisposition of the spectator himself is. He uses the word as sadharanya. Means based on what is disposition, he superimposes the act according to his disposition. So that superimposition is where the taste is. If something is shown, if it has what kind of predisposition he has for that situation, that's how he superimposes the whole thing and try to taste it. Because the pure devotees, what they have, the predisposition and what they superimpose is directly connected to Krishna.
Others
don't have, so they can't taste it.
Yeah. That makes sense?
I'm not clear.
Not clear. Meaning that he's explaining where does the taste come from.
Yep.
So that was Baladeva Vibhushan. So then you have the drama, you have the script, you have the actors, and you know the performance.
Yep.
So now depending upon the predisposition of the member of the audience,
yep,
that's what they'll perceive.
So
then, because they have an interest in bhakti, and they have previous exposure to bhakti, therefore seeing these things will bring all this up.
Yeah.
Right? And so then they'll see a transcendental play. Someone else, having a predisposition of just being a drama critic, then they'll just pick out, you know, if the lines were developed, if there was, you know, relatable or, you know, believable or, you know, just whatever is there. And then according to that, they'll say that they'll impose upon it their previous. So you see is that for them, that aspect of Aropya is material. But for the devotees, it's not technically Aropya. It's just remembering past devotional experience. Does that make sense? So in that way, then they're absorbed in the Lord. But the point is, the name, form, quality of pastimes is himself. So they take on that quality of non-difference. But depending upon the member in the audience, they may appreciate that or not. You know, just because you have a play performed by pure devotees doesn't mean someone will taste devotional service. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, let's say you have Mahaprasad. So then some will just, you know, it's Mahaprasad and just honor it because it's Mahaprasad. And then, but at the same time, as sometimes you'll see is that, you know, someone will, you know, eat this, not this, and this and that, depending upon their predisposition. Like that. So it's not them, because it's the potency, the Swarup Shakti. It's Bhakti Shakti. But the point is, it's just what is their piety in connection with that? Right? The devotional piety. How it's connected to Krishna. What's their realization? What kind of faith they have? So in one sense, you could say it depends on the faith of the devotee. Right? Does that make sense? So like say, Srila Prabhupada watches a drama put on by his disciples. They're not necessarily good actors, you know, or that, or have they necessarily themselves realized to a very great depth. Right? But, because they're trying to, one, they're trying to do it nicely to please Krishna. Therefore, that devotion, then we see, then Srila Prabhupada is pleased with that. Same time as that, he sees these things, then he'll just remember Krishna and be absorbed in Krishna. Right? Because anything you've experienced then goes back to Prajumna. Right? It becomes part of the field of activities. So depending upon their previous field of activity is how they'll relate to the present field of activity. Right? The cow was in a fire, therefore if it sees red, it thinks of fire, even though there's no fire. That's it. So we're involved in it because we're an individual, but we're not the cause or control of it. You know, it's like we're an individual if we're in full control, and if we're not in control, it's all impersonal and, you know, has... No, the point is we're personal, but still not in control. But we have our individuality, we have our tastes, so that combination is achintya. Right? So it takes on its perfection when it's in contact with Krishna, who is the original person, with the original desires, original taste. Then it takes on its perfection. Otherwise, to try to explain it just from the logical point based on the secondary attributes won't work out so good. So, yeah.
Like morning, we saw the point that how Krishna's form, only the few devotees can view as it is. But what happens to others when the question came about what happens to others, the materialists? They are also getting benefited because their sukruti increases. And when
because
it swells,
it is Krishna, yeah.
And when it swells to an extent, then they can experience. Similarly, all these acts where it is directly about the Lord's pastime, then by seeing that, they get sukruti. And then over a period of time, then...
Then that develops, yeah. Because it bends on their background. They have no experience of Krishna, so therefore then coming in contact, then they'll get the piety, and that will then be the sukriti. That'll be the impression. And then slowly it'll develop until it becomes faith. So, okay, how are we doing? Uh-huh. Okay. 2597. Oh no, this is what we were on, right? Oh no, Srila Jivakan. Oh, okay. The devotee develops a taste for rasa simply by a little hearing about the Lord. In these acts of hearing, the strength of rati causes realization of vibhava and other elements. Right? So hearing, then it causes these things. That's what we're saying. The bhakti is the cause of these. We simply have to take part, as is in the proper attitude, you know, in those appropriate activities that are recommended by the acharyas. You know, it's like medicine. You take it in the proper way from the doctor, you know, in that it works. Like that. Srila Jiva Goswami. So, is there then no necessity of relishing poetic works for realizing these bhavas, right? Because that's the naturally response. This verse answers. The taste will develop simply by a little hearing. Joy and sorrow arise invariably in people who are incapable of experiencing joy and sorrow. Poetry and drama are easily appreciated by all. Spiritual taste with deep realization can thus arise through poetry and drama. There are famous examples, such as Hanuman constantly hearing Ramayana, Parikshit's testimony, and the expression of desires of the women of Raja.
Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki Jai Nitai Govardhana ki.